Hey, thanks for holding. Am I speaking with Kirk?
Yes.
Hey, Kirk, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Long time no talk, huh?
It's been a while, yes, indeed.
Yeah, I think last time we talked about, helping you get on the first page of Google. I think you said you were trying to do it yourself. Are you having some difficulty?
No, so what happened is the name on my license is I wanted to change it to a different name. So my web page that I created is the name that I wanted to change it to. I request a name change, but it's not finalized as yet. So I guess Google will not approve it until the name is finalized.
Right. Okay.
The name on my license is different from the name that I'm currently using now.
Gotcha. So you don't have, so the license and the name are different than Brotherwood Construction, correct?
No. So Brotherwood Construction is a name that I do want to use, but the name on my license is my last name.
Gotcha.
I
Okay.
don't want to
Okay.
use my last name as a business.
As the business.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we can change it for you. You already have a Google business profile, but with your last name, is that what you're saying? And you want to change it over to Brotherwood Construction?
No, so wait,
Or
do I don't think I have a Google.
let me see. Let me look it up for you, okay? Let me help you out here.
Okay.
I know you have a website because it's brotherhoodconstructionwebsite.com, right? I
Yes.
know you have the Yelp page, Brotherwood Construction. Let
Yes.
me see what you got going on Google though. Do you have a Facebook account as well or no?
No.
Okay. Okay. Let me see here for you. And then you're located in the San Rafael area.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Let me just make sure here. Interesting. Okay. Let's see, where are you at? Oh, that's a, okay. You're located up north. Okay, so you're right. You don't have a Google business profile with the name Brotherwood Construction. Now, I will tell you this. There is another business Google profile that says Brotherwood Construction, and it's actually in the Los Angeles area. So that's where the confusion could be with Google, is because you're trying to change it to that, and they want to make sure that they don't have conflict of interest with another company. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. But we can, that's not to say that we haven't, help people out that have the same name as somebody because they don't have anything in your area, in the San Francisco area. They have it down in Los Angeles. So we just have to prove that you're your own, you're separate from them. You're not the same business as them. So I understand you don't have a license for Brotherwood Construction yet, correct?
So the name, so
The name is under your last name.
no, so I bought the right to use the name Brotherwood Construction,
Okay.
but the on my license, I said the name on my license is my last name, so I want to change it so everything would match up. So I guess because there is a, as you said, a Google page by the name of Brotherwood Construction. So it's making some kind of confusion.
Yes. So it's probably thinking that you're down in Los Angeles instead of up north. And, it's tough. I'll be honest with you. It's tough because Google doesn't really deal with the public like this, so it's hard to get a read on Google. It's hard to get people to get back to you in time because they deal – that's why they have the Google channel partners like us, because we contact them directly and we're able to say like, hey, Kirk over here at Brotherwood Construction is trying to get his thing, his Google Business profile up and running. What's the deal? And then they'll let us know, and then we can tell you what you need. So that way we can, we're like the middleman that helps you out with Google, right? They want to make sure that you're a trusted company. So we could help you get that up, and then we could help you get that up on the first page of Google as well.
Yeah. So they told me what I need. They got
okay, what do you need? What do you need?
They're saying that I need a my address with my with Brotherwood Construction, you know, to the address, the name change because there's two different names going on, so there's some kind of confusion. So I'm just waiting on those stuff, but if you say that you can get a change and faster, it's worth a try.
Yeah, so I will be super transparent with you, okay? So for us, it takes 30 to 45 days for us to get your Google business verified and on the first page of Google, all right? It's probably going to take you a lot longer. It's probably going to take you anywhere from 30 to 45 days, not 30 to 45 days, I'm sorry, that's us. It's probably going to take you 3 to 6 months. It's a long process, and I know some of our clients have had the same issue you have had right here. And when they have gone with us, what they found was the process was a lot more easier, less stressful, and we were able to get it done quicker than what they were. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know you have a website, which is good. I know last time we had talked, let's see. Let me look at my notes here with you. I know last time we had talked, we didn't even talk about price. No, we did. Okay. Last time we talked, I quoted you $299.
Okay.
Okay, so that's going to allow us to do the legwork for Google. What I'm going to do, though, is because we're doing a special right now, and I know this is a priority for you to get this fixed, and I want to push this to the front of, you know, you and as well as our team here. You don't have a Facebook, you said, correct?
No, I do not have a Facebook with Brotherwood Construction.
Okay. So in this package that I quoted you before, we help you build a Facebook, and then we actually retarget customers, people that are searching for your services in that area, that greater San Francisco area, on Facebook. So now they see you twice. Okay, so I know I quoted you $299 last time. I want to help you out here. I'm going to give it to you here today right now for $249. That way we can get this started and we can get this going with Google so we can figure out what's going on and there's no hiccups between the Los Angeles one and the one you're in. And then we can start getting you business. Okay?
So you're saying that that's what, $240? What was the price you said?
So it's $249, and that's month to month, okay? So that's how we're going to get you the results, and this is why it would work for you. We're going to submit your information to Google. We're going to ask them what's going on with the account. And then because we are Google Channel partners, we're able to expedite that process faster than you can. Okay? Also, too, is while we're waiting for that, you still need to make a profit off of the $249. So we're going to help you build your Facebook account, and we're going to start running some retargeting, a retargeting campaign on Facebook that's going to bring you customers. So that will be set up within 7 to 14 days. So that way this first month, you'll be able to get some traction while we are getting the Google done. Okay?
Well, hold on 1 second. Let me check something.
Mm-hmm.
1 sec. Okay. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, take your time.
And that is the best that you can do for me.
That's the best we can do. So this is month to month. Okay. So it would be $249 if you want to cancel it at the end of your next billing cycle. So you don't get billed out for the next month. You can do that as well. But like I said, how this is going to work for you is in this first month, we are going to get you Google Business certified. Now, it's working with the right company that's going to put you on that first page and keep you on that first page. So that's what our job is each and every month is making sure that when somebody searches for your services, they find you on that first page. So if you cancel, sure, you'll have your Google Business certified account, but you won't be populating to that first page as that's what we can help you get there and keep you there. So it's up to you, but yes, for us to get started so that way we can reach out to Google, get you expedited, like I said, in that 30 to 45 days where technically it probably will take you 3 to 6 months and alleviate a lot of headache for you as well. We can get that done for you today. Get you signed up. We'll get you on an onboarding call with my tech team later today if that's available for you, or we can do it tomorrow morning. They're going to ask you in-depth questions about everything that's going on, and then they are going to submit to Google and get a hold of them so that way we can get that thing done for you. Because I don't even see a Google Business profile. I mean, you're not able to get it. I don't even see it available, and you're losing out on customers each and every day that someone's searching for your services. Okay.
So the Google profile that is in LA, you said it's construction as well.
Let me see. I think so. Yeah, because it's the same name. Yeah, it's construction. Yeah. So it's, oh, no, just kidding. It's Blackwood Brothers. So that's what it's bringing it up when it says Brotherwood Construction. They just want to make, it's such a close comparison. They want to make sure that you're not trying to just put a fake account up there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, because unfortunately, people will put a similar name to a company thinking that that's the company. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And not maybe checking their, you know, dotting their I's and crossing their T's. They go with that company, and Google's trying to steer away from that. So they want to make sure that you're a real, legit business, and that's where we can come in and help you out.
Okay.
So your Google Business profile information, the business name I have here is Brotherwood Construction. That's what you would like it to say on there, correct?
Yes, that's Brotherwood.
Okay. And then construction.
Yes.
Okay. And then for the business address, this is just for Google's preference. We're not going to have it show on your account. What's the business address that you gave Google?
50 Cresta Drive, that's 50 C-R-E-S-T-A.
Hold on. It's 50 50 50 or 15 15?
50.
50. Okay. Cresta Drive, is that what you said?
Yes. C-R-E-S-T-A, unit 14.
Okay.
San Rafael.
Unit 14. And then what's the street name?
San Rafael.
Can you spell that for me?
S-A-N. R-A-F-A-E-L.
Oh, San Rafael. Okay. And then I have that business zip code is 94903, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. And then your website, just to clarify, is brotherwoodconstruction.com. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's going to go onto your Google Business profile as well, so people can see that you do have a website. Okay, Kirk, what's your last name?
Chambers. C-H-A-M-B-E-R-S.
Chambers. C-H-A-M-B-E-E-R or R-E-S?
No. C-H-A-M.
Uh-huh.
B-E-R-S.
I gotcha. I put it backwards. Sorry about that. And then what's a good email for you so that way you can have everything in writing here once we're done?
That is Kirk Chambers, K-I-R-K-C-H-A-M-B-E-R-S, 1125@gmail.com.
Okay. Kirk Chambers, 1125@gmail.com. And then the best phone number to get a hold of you for us to contact you and let you know what's going on this with your account here is 415-895-8248. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay, and then let me just make sure I have everything correct for the Google stuff here, okay? You have any jobs lined up for this week?
No, this weekend I'm doing some stuff with the family.
Okay, what are you doing?
Probably just going to the lake.
Oh, nice. You like to fish, or are you just going to relax with the water?
Just relax with the family.
Okay. Awesome. That's pretty cool. I love the lake. My buddy and I actually go to the river it's called Laughlin. We usually go there once a year and we rent jet skis and a boat and we just disconnect from the crazy world we live in for a whole weekend.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's cool.
Sometimes you gotta escape.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And especially have that family quality time for sure. Okay, Kirk. So I have everything set up for you here. Are you going to secure your investment here with a credit card or a debit card?
How long you said it's going to take?
We always give the cushion for 30 to 45 days, okay? But because this is in process already, it could take less than that, but I rather under-promise and over-deliver for you just in case something does go wrong and we need to fix it. I don't want you getting mad at me if I said, hey, in 15 days you said this was going to happen, right? So it will take 30 to 45 days. Okay, but because it's in process, I've seen it done earlier, but I'm not going to guarantee you that, all right?
Okay.
So 30, 45 days, you'll absolutely have your Google Business Profile with your that populating on the first page for you. All right?
Okay.
So how would you like to secure your listing?
I'll go ahead. I'll go ahead and secure it with a credit card.
Okay. And is that going to be a MasterCard or a Visa? Is that going to be a American Express, Discover? Okay. And then just so I'm clear on this, for the billing on the name of the card, it's just Kirk Chambers, or is it your business name?
It's just my name, Kirk Chambers.
Okay. And then the address is the 50 Cressa Drive, San Rafael. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Visa, credit card, and then what? I'm ready for the number when you are.
Okay, give me a second.
And then I'll set up a security question for you when we're done with this. So that way, we know it's you calling in every time. Okay.
Okay. It is, 4400-6617-7907-9661.
Okay. I'm going to read this back to you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So I got 4400-6617-7907-9661. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay. And then what is your expiration date?
The 2nd, 2028.
Okay, so this
February 2028.
Okay, and the security code on the back?
205.
Is that what you said?
That is correct.
Okay. And then, so Kirk, I'm going to set you up with the security question. So when you call in or when we call you, we'll always ask a security question. So you know it's Local Splash that's calling you. And we know that it's you that is actually on the phone as well. So I have three questions. You can pick one of them. Okay. You can do mother's maiden name. You can do your city you were born in, or you can do your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet name.
Okay. And what was your first pet's name?
Spike.
Mike?
Spike. S-P-I-K-E.
S-P-A-K-E.
No, I.
Oh,
S-P-I.
S-P-I-K-E. Spike. Gotcha. Was Spike a dog?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of dog?
It was a mongrel. Oh.
Okay. Awesome. Do you still have Spike or no?
No, Spike is done his time. He's
run with him. Gotcha. Ah, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, Kirk. So I'm almost done here with you. What I want to do though is before I do make this process of payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason being is because I have you on a discounted pre-agreement for you, and it's an added protection form that will be sent to you in writing with your invoice. So I'm going to walk you through this. If at any point you don't understand, do me a favor and just stop me and let me know, and I'll be able to clarify. Just say, hey, Charlie, what do you mean? And I'll be able to rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding of this process before I process the transaction. Sounds good?
Yes.
Awesome. Here we go, Kirk. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurances to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Rudderwood Construction.
Okay. Awesome. Please state your name and title with the business.
Kirk Chambers, sole ownership.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on this billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Kirk, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's that first pet's name, which is Spike for you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 24th, in a non-refundable of $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 24th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225 to prevent charges for your next month's service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So this is all going to be sent in writing to you. Okay.
Okay.
Kirk, what is your availability? Let me see if I have actually availability today. Are you free today?
I'm free throughout the day. You can contact me, you know, and if there's any questions, I'll be here to answer them.
Okay. So I want to get you on with my tech team, and I want to push this to the forefront so we can get this started immediately. They have an availability time at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. Now, they're going to call you, and they're going to ask you some in-depth questions. So that way they can understand how they have to go about processing your Google Business Profile. It's going to take around 30 to 45 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So what's a good time for you, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock?
At 2 o'clock is fine.
3 o'clock?
At 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email. I did just send you a text message. Can you open that really quickly?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so it should say my.localsplash.com/service/terms. Can you click that link?
Okay.
And it should bring you
favorite Google profile.
It should
Local Splash team.
Yeah, it should take you to our terms and conditions. Scroll down to the bottom. There's a little checkbox that you're going to have to mark saying that you're the card authorized holder. Click that, sign your name, click submit, and then you're going to go to a login form that says username and password. Let me know when you get there, okay?
Okay. So sign, confirm, unsign.
Make sure you click the box as well.
Yeah, it comes to username and password.
Okay, so you're on the username and password?
Yes.
Okay, so that's going to be, we're going to give you those credentials. We have to build that for you, but that's going to be, you're going to be able to track everything through there, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just setting this up really quickly for you. Give me 1 second.
Morning.
Send.
Work here today?
Yeah.
Okay, it's good. Okay.
Okay, Kirk, I just sent you an email. It's coming from Google Calendar. Okay. Accept it, and then my team's going to call you 2:15 with that onboarding call for you, okay?
Okay, so I saw the email.
Mm-hmm.
Invitation from unknown sender.
That's gonna be me. That's me. Yeah.
So reply. They just reply yes, no, maybe. What do you want me to do?
Hit yes on there.
Okay. 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 Calendar. Okay. Google. Okay. All right.
Okay, so you're all set in there, which is great. I emailed my tech team, so they're going to be calling you around 2:15 today, okay?
Okay.
So be a lookout for that number, and then they're going to go in deep detail on what they need for information for you, and then they're going to help you with that Facebook page as well to get that set up for you also, all right?
Okay.
All right, Kirk, I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you soon later today, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You have a good one. Yeah, no problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye.